You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Can you come and save her? Let her believe they get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong. When to turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Much for joining us for our show today. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am absolutely delighted that you're here, that I'm here, and we are going to have some time together. We have good news, and you know how I feel about good news. I'm always happy whenever anyone has good news, but especially happy when we do right here at this show. I am so pleased to announce that my new single, God on the Mountain, live, is nominated for 2 Rampage Music Awards for Best Christian Song and Best Christian Solo Performance. We thank God for that honor. We are so honored and blessed and pleased. And I'm sure that, I'm just sure that all of you have a part in that too by supporting what we do. And I am so grateful and thankful. I'm also honored and humbled. We received our trophy from the Fair Play Country Music Awards and the Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland, Europe. It arrived and I won Best Native American Style, Amazing Female Artist, and I am, again, absolutely thrilled. I mean, this is such an honor and such a privilege. It's a wonderful thing when God gives you a gift, and it's even more wonderful when that gift blesses other people. I truly believe that God gives every person something to do, something that they are, they have. There's something about every person that shows the world how much God loves them. And so I think of myself as a love letter. And sometimes it's songs, most of the time it's speaking, it's this show, it's the work that I do directing Wells of Victory Ministries and Indigenous Mama and Indigenous Inspiration and Indigenous Inspiration Academy. I love that work and I'm so thankful I get to do it. And most of all, it's the wonderful joy of motherhood. Motherhood is sacred. And so I'm thankful that this particular gift is being blessed with these great awards. And there's one more. 4 nominations for the Homegrown Music Awards. Best Country Song, Best Rock Performance, that's something new. Best Christian Song, Best Country Vocal Performance. And so we just thank the Lord for this. We do. All of these nominations and these awards, they're all a blessing, and we are incredibly grateful. I'm thankful, really. I'm humbled, and I'm honored, and I'm happy. So I wanted to share that good news with you and celebrate that good news with some joy. We've all been through a lot, you know, really, we have. And I think we should just have a time of some joy. And so I'd like to share just a moment of peace with you. Get a cup of tea, drink some water, sit back and relax. You know, just savor this moment. As a mother of a preschooler I know how much someone reading to you can bless you and just make your spirit feel at peace. And so I'm going to share with you today from my newest book, Mother of Nations, which is published by Uttered Chaos. And you can get a copy on Amazon, or you can go to www.uttered chaos.org, and request a copy of Mother of Nations. Buy one. If you have gifts that you have to buy, if you have things you want to share, holiday gifts, birthday gifts, graduation, it's a great, great book to share with anyone who loves to read. But I'm going to read to you now, and we're all going to enjoy a moment of peace together. We're going to put away all the trials and tribulations that we've been through, and we're just going to enjoy a good story. This story is called Muskogee Milk and Honey, Birdie Marvelous Recovering. 1. Earth. I surprise everyone and no one when I fall to earth. The slick red bottoms of my glittering stiletto heels slide across the grass outside the concert hall. My crimson fingernails claw into the ground. I am cupping a handful of dirt in my palm when the paramedics place me in the ambulance that will carry me to a hospital that the paparazzi surround. My designer lace evening gown is streaked with soil. Flashes flicker like tiny meteors, carrying gossip and stardom into every place where I am known. I surprise myself when I return to the reservation. You need to file this one under a shame, my agent sneers when I tell him I'm going back to Creek Nation. All that insurance and all those doctors and all they can come up with is exhaustion. You need to get unexhausted already. All those pictures of you collapsing at the Grammys in the tabloids, you're white hot right about now. White hot. That's funny. Most everything in the hospital seems funny. Must be all the medicine. Or the oxygen is bubbling in my head. I'm Native American, Ira, I reply. Creek. If I'm hot, I'm red hot. My agent interrupts my laughter. Whatever, hot doesn't last. Neither does February. Get yourself together and get back in the game. I stare at the IV in my arm for a while after he hangs up. When I gaze out of the ICU window, the crest of the moon is upside down. 2. Home. What you need is an Indian doctor, Granny declares. My grandma stands in the doorway of her tiny house, holding open the screen door with one hand and beckoning me in with the other. My granddaddy baked each earthen brick and laid it into the order of every wall in their shotgun house. When Granny agreed to marry him, he drew her name in the wet cement of the front steps. Yellowbird Marvelous greets me now. She shows no surprise that I am here. I sent your uncle and your auntie for the Indian doctor, Granny pronounces. Take off them sunglasses and let me look at you. She studies me. Then she wets the edge of her apron with water from the sink. When she washes the carefully selected cosmetics from my face, I feel like I could at least try to cry, if I hadn't forgotten how to, years ago. Your uncle is getting the Indian doctor out of that Cadillac you bought us, Auntie Bob announces as she breezes through the back door. My grandmother's sister had her hair cut short as a girl at the Indian boarding school, and everybody from Wauwoka to Okmulgee has called her Bob ever since. Auntie Bob sucks her teeth. Aw, Birdie, you still look like a glamorous singing star. We wouldn't have no idea of how sick you was if we hadn't seen you fall out on the color TV over and over again. Your uncle taped it. Good thing he figured out that sophisticated color TV you sent us just in time. Welcome back to Creek Nation, Birdie Marvelous. Good thing, Auntie Bob. Come to look at you twice, you do look a trifle puny, Auntie Bob reflects. Granny concurs. Tastes scanny. Good thing the Indian doctor's here. Strands of silver shake as Auntie Bob turns her head. Auntie Bob and her husband spent their lives next door to my grandparents. Even back before Granddaddy passed away, it was always pretty challenging to tell who lived where. Auntie Bob hollers for my uncle, who was coming up the walkway with the Indian doctor. I watched my Granddaddy pour that walkway, then I printed my tiny hands into its rectangles. While I slept that night, Granddaddy smoothed every trace of my palms away as if I had never been. I peer out of the kitchen doorway. Granny is making a red carpet welcome for the Indian doctor. He appears to be a big man made out of commodities. Life in Nashville has taught me to look at a man's shoes, and the Indian doctor's shoes are sneakers. Granny makes a fuss like Loretta Lynn and Halle Berry have both come to call on us on the same afternoon at the same time. I had been expecting a wizened elder. What has arrived seems more like a kid. The Indian doctor might as well be a 2-year-old. His designer jeans and hip-hop-inspired shirt fall a far cry from the ribbon shirts and cotton patchwork worn by the stomp dance singers and dancers. If this is what passes for medicine men these days, I feel vaguely doomed. Meet my granddaughter, Doctor. Birdie Marvelous is her name. Redbird Marvelous. We all call her Birdie. Granny is holding the Indian doctor's hand. The Indian doctor smiles broadly as if he grins during all the hours of the day, except for the ones when he is sleeping. Maybe you've seen her singing on the color TV, Auntie Bob suggests. For sure, answers the Indian doctor. His voice booms in a way that sounds as if something is about to happen. On go, Birdie. I have all your songs on my iPod. Only good home training prevents me from lying down on the floor and staying there until my change comes. 3. Trust. I have shoes older than you are, I inform the Indian doctor. Granny and Auntie Bob serve up Sofki in the kitchen. My uncle is seeing about the air in the tires of the Cadillac. Since Granddaddy passed away, my uncle does the chores of 2 men. The Indian doctor pulls both of his eyebrows together and folds his bottom lip into the upper one. For a second, until I loathe myself for noticing it, I am intrigued by the beautiful bow that dips into the flesh of his top lip. The Indian doctor shrugs. You may have some, but if you do, they don't fit, the Indian doctor replies. He has styling gel in his hair. Only the fact that the Indian doctor wears glasses even begins to redeem him. Even after I consider his glasses, I am irritated past the point of being polite. What? The Indian doctor gazes down at my feet. You may have shoes that are older than I am, he explains. But since I am 30 and you are 39, those old shoes won't fit your feet anymore. Your feet have grown since you were 9 years old. He nods. Twice. A long time seems to pass between each rising and lowering of his head. There is a crescent shape, slice, scarred into the side of his bronze chin. My fingers reach toward his chin before I can stop them. I do drop them, but only after my fingertips find that the Indian doctor is surprisingly warm. What happened there? I ask. I am fully aware that I deserve for the Indian doctor to insist that I mind my own business. I used to throw hands now and again. The Indian doctor pauses, then starts to unzip his duffel bag. Faded, army green, the duffel's zipper sounds like a train clacking down a long stretch of Oklahoma track. Once, when we were little girls, my cousin Virginia and I climbed into the bleak box of a cargo train in Okmulgee and rode until the sun traded places with the beginnings of the moonlight. My breath catches in my throat as I remember the parade of trees and trailers tinted gray in the waning sunlight. Maybe we were the parade, since Virginia and I were the ones who were passing by. Nice. Next you're going to tell me you've been to prison. The Indian doctor's hands rummish inside the duffel bag. I've done my time. Learned some strong medicine from elders in my cell block. The Indian doctor looks up from his bag. His eyes are somewhere between then and now until he looks right at me. Learned my lesson, too. I am tired, as if I have run on for a long time. 4. Smoke. I open my eyes in Granny's dim bedroom. The shades are drawn as if somebody has taken ill. Granny wrings her hands one over the other again and again, as if invisible worry beads fill her fingers. Bertie, you fell out on the floor. Auntie Bob pats my hand as she makes things plain. Your uncle and the Indian doctor carried you in here. Oh, my poor uncle. Someday I hope to ask him if he ever meant to be the man of the house. Twice. Something must be done, Bertie, so the Indian doctor is going to do it. If you'll let me. The Indian doctor crafts each syllable with concentration. I will sing my medicine songs to heal you. His words have pillows of silence between them, everyone big enough to lay a whole thought on. Pillows. I feel Granny Estemahi feather pillows raising my head. Redbird's head on Yellowbird's feathers. We belong to Panther Clan, but this whole family is filled with birds. 5. Medicine. You are Creek. Your Indian doctor is singing. You shall not want. You have plenty of Sofki. You shake shells at the stomp grounds, wrap your soul in patchwork and ribbons. When you walk through the valley of the Trail of Tears, you have no fear. The Red Stick Warriors are with you. War clubs and panthers, they comfort you. You spread cornbread in the presence of your enemies, soldiers who have run on a long time. Long in the tooth, short-sighted with a rifle. You pour red Kool-Aid and sweet tea. Your cup runs over. It is just a jelly jar anyway. Your dear granny never throws them away. Surely what is sacred will follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in Creek Nation forever. 6. Mournful. My shoulder lands first against the cold concrete floor first. You stay there, Virginia whispers. She is my first cousin, my sister Indian way, and I love her. So I listen. I listen when the springs creak as Virginia assumes my shape in my bed at the blessed Kateri dormitory at the Indian boarding school. I listen while the springs scream. Over a form that someone believes to be mine. Virginia asks me to sing. Sing, baby bird, sing, she sighs. She says that she forgets to remember whenever I sing. Someday, baby bird, Auntie Bob's only daughter proclaims, you're going to sing on television and all over the whole wide world. When I do, I buy her a house across the street from our grandparents. It is as close as I can get her. One night in August, she lights match after match, then lies down on her bed and watches while she burns underneath the flames. 8. Fire. The count begins with a column of winters, manifests in a chill, the damp after rain. My contagious pain is a stained glass fortress. I cannot come any closer because I cannot come. So I run, roll my regrets into paper and light them, pour shame into glasses until they overflow. Recall much more than I am admitting. In a confessional created from scars, where the way of the priests sears like lye in my mouth. Now I resent the taste of coriander. 9. Healthy. Am I dying? I whisper. Granny rearranges the feather pillows supporting my head. You were, Auntie Bob shares from the side of the bed. She is tucking me into the sheets. The Indian doctor helped you sing out something in your soul that was killing you. So you were dying, but you ain't now. 10. Heart. I see the Indian doctor later, at Walmart, where you are never too surprised to see any Indian. The Indian doctor stands behind me in the checkout line. He slides a heart-shaped box covered in slick red and white striped paper over the scanner. He places a folded 20 on the conveyor belt. Those chocolates are for you, says the Indian doctor, as if nothing strange is happening, even for us Oklahoma Indians. Happy Valentine's Day. Every time I eat one of those chocolates, I sing. I finish the final piece of candy on Friday. As I swallow sugar, the Indian doctor knocks on Granny's front door. Be my wife. The Indian doctor swirls each word as if we are continuing a conversation that both of us ought to know about, but only one of us does. Why? I surprise myself that I am not surprised. The Indian doctor holds out his hand. There is a leather bag in it. I take his gift. Because you can sing. I didn't win that Grammy. The Indian doctor groans. Not that kind of singing. That's for those people. I mean Indian singing. Singing for healing. I thought you had all my music on your iPod. Well, yeah, for riding in the truck, for cruising to Seminole or Proctor for a hog fry or a wild onion dinner. Not for medicine. I'd make a terrible Indian doctor's wife. The Indian doctor takes off his glasses and cleans them on his t-shirt. No, you'd make a terrible preacher's wife, the Indian doctor corrects me, on account of how you wear too much makeup and don't know your Bible all that well. You'd make a great Indian doctor's wife. I know my Bible just fine, I retort, and my makeup is perfect. I am on makeup commercials. Plenty of people think I look amazing. The Indian doctor muses for a minute. His thoughts take their own kind of time and definitely make their own kind of sense. Plenty of people think you look expensive. I think you look more amazing the way Creator made you. As for the Bible, that's fine. I like our old ways. Granny turns off the kitchen faucet. She and Auntie Bob are listening to what the Indian doctor has to say. Since they do not interrupt us or try to chaperone, I know that they approve. Look, I appreciate you coming to cure me and all, but you're like a kid. No, I'm not. The Indian doctor cuts me off mid-sentence. I am a grown man, and you are a grown woman, and that makes us grown folks. And grown folks can do whatever they like. If you don't mind, and I don't mind, and Creator don't mind, then there's not any other reason why you shouldn't be my woman. My grown woman. Chairs scrape across the kitchen floor. Granny and Auntie Bob move closer to the doorway to hear us more clearly. I know better than to leave the Indian doctor standing on the steps outside, literally putting our business out in the street, yet I cannot let him in. Strangely, I cannot think of telling him to go. You know, I have a real good career going, I start to say. Your career about got you killed, the Indian doctor smiles at me, and you're going to tell me next that I don't have a career at all. But I do. I'm a doctor, and a lot of ladies would like to marry a doctor. Medicine man, you sure know a lot. I sound meaner than I intended. The Indian doctor chuckles. I know you can sing, and I know Creator didn't give you that gift so that you can shake your hind end in music videos. I know sickness can be healed when you sing, and I know you can sing with me. He winks at me. Trust me, I'm a doctor. I laugh in spite of myself. The Indian doctor grins at me. In the kitchen, my uncle comes through the back door. Granny and Auntie Bob hush my uncle when he wants to know why they are letting the Indian doctor stand outside in the wind. Tell you what, the Indian doctor begins to back down from the front steps. I got a doctor, a patient in Muskogee tomorrow. Ride with me over that way. If Creator gives you a healing song to sing, you marry me. And if you don't, you go back to being famous, same as you ever was. The Indian doctor gestures to the leather bag in my hand. Bring that with you. I open the bag as his truck roars away. A turtle shell rattle fits as if it was made for my hand, and all of the handle is beaded with red birds. I am not surprised to enter my granny's kitchen and discover that all of my relatives are smiling. 11. Joyful. The Indian doctor is singing. He is singing song after song for hour over a patient whose limbs are twisted and swollen with water. Fluid rises and falls within her lungs, ebbing just long enough to allow her to gasp in a macabre rattle. Weeping blends with her daughter's murmured prayers. Sweat streams down the Indian doctor's face and saturates his shirt. His eyes shut against every distraction from curing this sickness and disease. Show signs of deep shadows and fatigue. We had arrived as the sun ruled the middle of the sky. Night overcame this day hours ago. Look at. A faint mumble crosses the patient's lips. What is this? The Indian doctor opens his eyes. He raises his rattle. His voice cracks as he strains to sing another song that will help the woman to heal the rest of the way. I stand up and cross her bedroom. I lay my hand on the Indian doctor's shoulder. For the rest of our lives, I help him sing. Mother of Nations. Poems by Dawn Karima is available from Uttered Chaos Press at www.utteredchaos.org, or you can order a copy from Amazon.com, and you'll see my portrait on the front, my picture on the back, and my poems in between. I have novels and nonfiction books out, but this is my first book of poetry and my most recent book, and it's truly a blessing. I wrote this book as a prayer to manifest my son and motherhood for my life, and I'm thankful to my Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ that it worked. When we come back, we have some more time together to just enjoy life. To rejoice, to inspire, to empower, to sing. I'll be right back.
Yeah, oh Lord. to come and save her. Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the war forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute! They told us we had it all, Jordan! Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhett.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about it.
I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com. Click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward, doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
We are strong and we'll get through this together, but these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We are so grateful that you joined us today, and we're grateful to this network, we're grateful to our sponsors and donors, and we are so grateful to all of you who listen, who make this show known in 160 countries in all 50 states of the United States, who share on social media, who share your funds with us and your time with us. We are so grateful and thankful. This is a labor of love, you know? We all just are giving. We're all just giving of our time and talent to do this show, and it is a blessing. And so it's always a super wonderful blessing when someone notices and honors us, and we give all glory to our faithful creator. The Indigenous Artist Activist Award, the Women of Essence Global Award, the Indigenous Music Awards, Native American Music Awards. We've been honored so much, and I'm so grateful that it's happening again. I love it. I think it's wonderful. We are really celebrating today because we're always amazed when people like what we do and when it moves beyond our sphere. And 4 nominations for the Homegrown Music Awards is really a gift to me and to everyone who helps me to do what I do. Best Country Song, Best Rock Performance, Best Christian Song, Best Country Vocal Performance. Those are amazing nominations, and we're truly honored and blessed by them. And grateful and thankful, absolutely, that recently my award for Best Native American Style, Amazing Female Artist, arrived from Holland, Europe for the Fair Play Country Music Awards and for the Red Carpet Awards Show in Holland, Europe. So it's amazing to look at that beautiful, beautiful glass award, and they put my picture on it, and it's gorgeous, a wonderful award, and we're so thankful and so grateful for that. And we're grateful also to be nominated for another set of awards, and again, it's humbling, really, really humbling. My new single, God on the Mountain, is nominated for 2 Rampage Music Awards for Best Christian Song and Best Christian Solo Performance. Praise God for that. And if you are interested in hearing God on the Mountain, we have a YouTube video. It's live, recorded live, the song. It's a cover of a great Southern gospel standard, really. And you can find it at iHeart, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Google Music, Apple Music, Deezer, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, it's lots of wonderful places where you can find this song and enjoy it and uplift your spirit. And of course, my other music, The Desire of Nations, which won the Native American Music Award and a Global Music Award as well, and The Stars of Heaven, which won a Global Music Award and was nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards. Both of these are available wherever music is available. Streaming is available. You can find these songs. And the wonderful gift to my life about this is that the profits from this music go to charity to help us keep doing these wonderful things like my show and all of the things that we try to do to help other people and be a blessing. A love letter, letting the world know how much God loves them. And so, we're going to spend some time together celebrating all these awards and honors and good things, giving thanks and being grateful to God who makes it all possible, and to every person involved in these wonderful things that the Lord lets me do. We're going to spend some time with my music, and I thank all my collaborators. I have some amazing talent who says yes to creating music with me. Mr. Futuristic and Nightshield and Pensmoke and Endon and, oh my goodness, Cloudwalker. Oh, tremendous talent. White Elk, J. Red Eagle. There are just Anave. I mean, there are just so many people that have given of their time and talent to make my music possible and to make the things that we do for others possible as well. So refresh your spirit, restore your soul, be encouraged, uplifted, and let's spend some time in joy and peace with some great, great music.
Yo, let me flip the script, like my homeboy's true penmanship. My Bible's got a pistol grip, so on this track, you're fixing to get pistol whipped by the KJV, all over thee. Scripture pouring out your soul, homie. That's coming at your pores, a reach the pores. Sweat dripping passages of life, hardcore, cause it's in your core. Preaching the word of God till your throat gets sore. Then you
take a sip and live in water and preach some more. Holy Spirit living, cause Jesus was risen for your sinful condition. That's what church folk like to call conviction. So you're convicted, your disease is lifted. Man, you're gifted, your soul shifted in the upward motion. Your sins are on the bottom of the ocean. On this boat of life, you're straight up coasting.
I can't seem to get on the right track. At war with my own self, flesh, I gotta fight that. Gloves up, gotta fight back. I'm afraid though, mold me to the man I gotta be. Play-Doh, trying to stand firm, but inside I'm still a child though. Staring out the window, the outside is wild, yo. Look to the stars, but I'm afraid to reach up. Lord, extend your hand to the bottom, reach us. We don't need a suit to preach to us, we need wisdom from your very word. Dig in, teach us, and as I gain wisdom, hold my hand, lead me down the right path. Still broken, but you're all I need despite
all
that. Run the race, though it's hard and we're scarred. God will help us if we ask and we keep up on our guard. Against every trap, every sin, each temptation, bruh. He can see us through, man. I don't know why I'm waiting, I can do it if it's his way and not the old man. The pro can lean back and just float like it's a slow jam. But most paths are covered with these stumbling blocks and way too many ungrateful mumbling flocks. Wanna grow weary way too easy and get greasy. I tell them they can keep on with him, but they don't believe me. Gotta do or do not. Cause remember, there's no try. This war ain't in the stars, though we lean on the Most High.
The picture still remains.
to me, long-fingered hunters who draw back the bow, know how to stop a heart with a prayer. There, with you, is always plenty. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, warriors who know this is no longer Eden. Even fight ghosts and shadows so that I can sleep. Victory and peace cost you your dreams. I sing you to me. I sing you to me, men of medicine who know there is no sin. When sage and cedar sang and wheel, heal, burns left by fire, grief and brimstone, I sing you to me. I sing you to me, factors, men of the open hand, trading wisdom, wealth, and land, sand, white. Know what it means to make time. Rhyme, run into blankets, beans, and bind lines of stone dance songs. I sing you to me. I sing you to me. Chiefs who ponder on your beds, heads of state, of favor, of mind. Find when you call. God answers. I sing you to me.
The desire of nations.
What matters most is the weight of the heart, the measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. Matters most is the cry of the heart, the coming of children, the baking of bread, day in, day out, how our lives are made. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like a power drum. Of Eden that make us miss heaven, and how we finally come home again. Can't you hear me singing? Desire of nations sounds like how I'll draw. Desire of nations sounds like you laughing with me. What matters most is the weight of the heart, the measure of fire when Creator smiles. First and last, how we are made. Can't you hear me sing? Desire of nations sounds like a powwow drum. Desire of nations sounds like stomped and shared. Desire of nations sounds like rain in the trees. Desire of nations sounds like you laughing with me.
Mado, everybody. Mado.
Multitudes of people crying, asking for manna and pleading for quail, shouting, reaching, pushing, shoving, salt and oil, flour and lard. Eating is everything. Pass your basket. Have faith. He'll give us loaves and fishes.
Thank you.
We're so grateful that you joined us today, and we're grateful for everyone who makes this show possible. We are so thankful, really, truly thankful. And I hope someone has said to you how much God loves you. But just in case they haven't, God loves you, and we do too. My name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm looking forward to when we're all together again next time.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.